We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. Game week 29 in the Premier League. We have only four Premier League matches to talk about this week. So guess what? We're talking about three of them, and we're also given a team parlay on the FA Cup. So we got a couple FA Cup bets in here just so we're not talking about all four Premier League games. But Chris, happy Thursday. You're in Canada today, so you are the designated Canadian on the show. Welcome in. Sorry about last week. We'll get it back here. Canadian bets and wagers.
Yeah, gonna bounce back from last week for sure. I think last week was the most amount of time that I've probably spent on my bets in a long time. I think it was paralysis by analysis. So I think that's why we lost, or I lost. Ready to get back to it this week. Maybe not the most attractive of slates in terms of, you know, the four game. Well, we have three of the four games we'll cover, and then the little fun little parlay. But excited either way. We've got some fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah, usually. So you went 4-0, and then you're like, man, I really got to back up that 4-0. And then so you spent so much time looking at your bets last week, and then it backfired. And that I feel like that kind of tends to be what happens.
Yeah, there's a happy medium amount in terms of amount of time that you'll spend on them. I think when I start looking at, you know, getting like a big list of them and then narrowing it down versus like following what my, you know, you do the brain part and then you follow the heart part, I think is usually what works best. And so, yeah, tough to go 4-0 and then what transpired last week, but looking for a bounce back here.
It was before we get going, 29, I'll just say it was a wild week for me. I ended up going 3-1. And so the Aston Villa Tottenham match, I think that was a Sunday morning. I had under 3.5 goals. You know, the game was over. It was 2-0. Tottenham were up a man. They got two goals in stoppage time. I think the fourth goal of the match was in the 99th minute. So that under 3.5 did not hit. That ended up being my only loser because I had over 10.5 corners in the Manchester City Liverpool match. Fortunately for me, that hit, I think it was the last kick of the game. For a Liverpool corner. So that was awesome. I think I also have under 2.5, and I had a draw bet for like plus 280 or something. So that was a pretty good result for me, not for you. You had over Liverpool 1.5 goals. They did not PK in their favor at the end. But new week, new bets. We're going Luton Town, Nottingham Forest, Fulham, Tottenham, and then West Ham, Aston Villa as the three matches we're talking about. Luton Town, in one of the crazier matches of the season, they just played on Wednesday. They were at Bournemouth. They scored three first half goals. They were up 3-0 at half, ended up losing 4-3. I think the first time since 2003 in the Premier League, a team has come back from three goals. So licking their wounds, short week, not a great spot you want to be in here for Luton Town, but maybe, you know, shorter amount of time, you get a nice little bounce back. But looking at the odds here, they were plus 160 about a week ago, earlier in the week. And then since that match, they're now plus 185 to win. Are these, Are these odds correct? What am I looking at here? Nottingham Forest are plus 140 to win on the road? That seems wild. All right. Either way.
I gotta double check this because that does look a little interesting. I didn't even go to the money line or the odds, the game line bets on this.
Neither did I. I'm
not even gonna bother with that.
I guess that's kind of why it's standing out here. But I'm double checking here. This is correct. Nottingham Forest are now plus 140 to win. The draw is plus 265, over 2.5 goals, minus 150, under 2.5 goals, plus 120. This might be the first time all season Nottingham Forest have been favored on the road. Maybe, I don't know if they've played at Burnley yet or at Sheffield United, but I'm not sure I agree with these odds here, but this is what we're getting. So what do you got? Luton Town, bounce back situation. What do you think they're going to do here?
And now that we've like kind of second guessed ourselves on the odds, like is the Luton Town plus 185 the play? Kind of interesting. I don't think it is. We just saw why they were at Bournemouth. Was it up 3-0 or 3-1?
It was 3-0 at half. They're also missing like their best two center backs, Amari Bell and Tom Lockyer, and their third and fourth best center backs, I believe, are also out. So and their fifth best center back, I don't know. All their center backs are out.
I forget what number he was, but I was like watching all the highlights of all the Bournemouth goals, and I was like, wow, that guy got worked for about three of the goals. So I can see where they're struggling there. I
mean, it wasn't Hashioka, was it?
No.
It wasn't like I think it was an Asian Reesburg, with blonde
maybe.
Hair?
No, it was. Okay. No, I think, maybe. It was blonde hair, but anyways. I'm not going to dwell on it too much. But, you mentioned they're down to, like, their sixth center back, their sixth and seventh center back. It's not great. I will say I love this. I mean, I've been saying this all season. Luton Town, so fun to watch. Ross Barkley, like, can we get a shout at Ross? I didn't think he was – I didn't see that he was named in the England squad for these upcoming friendlies. But, man, he should be up for a little consideration. He's been – he's had an awesome season. Like, what a signing for Luton Town as well. He's been great. And that goal he scored yesterday near post is an absolute banger. You love to see that. But yeah, I mentioned that I'm not on the money line. And the over 3.5 is you know, where you're starting to get into plus odds for this game. But it does feel like, you know, two relegation teams. Luton Town only know one way to play. Forest, on the other hand, they might play, you know, a little bit more reserved. But I think the 3.5, I like it, but I don't love it. What I do like is Luton Town scoring over 1.5 goals at plus 125. We saw why yesterday. Like, Bournemouth, good setup. They're good defensively, at least for, you know, side in their rankings. And I just think Luton Town, they haven't had any issues scoring. It's the fact that they simply cannot defend. So I like Luton Town over 1.5, and last check was at plus 125. I think they can score at least two goals.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of torn on how this match would go because we have these Luton Town games, no defense. They don't have Jordan Clark's playing central midfield. They don't really have that defensive midfielder in there. But Nottingham Forest last three matches, 1-0 at Brighton, 1-0 against Liverpool in the FA Cup, 1-0 against Nottingham Forest. So 1-0 against teams that are better than them on paper. I guess I'll just say, yeah, better than them in general. But before that, so under Nuno Espirito Santo, they had a bunch of high-scoring matches. He came in, and they turned into a more attacking team, really. There's just tons of goals in their games. So maybe we could get another game that's back and forth like that just because we have this Luton Town team that they love to attack kind of a thing, and they're not going to be as dominant defensively as some of these teams that Nottingham Forest have played. So I may kind of lean like the over. I may kind of go with that over 3.5 goal route. That's plus 170. I think we're kind of leaning with more goals in this one. That's kind of backing your bet, but I went with my bread and butter instead of trying to predict goals here. So I got Luton Town minus half a corner in the first half at minus 115. So Luton Town are at home. We know about home teams, and Luton Town are a team that can get corners pretty much against everyone. Nottingham Forest are bottom three, bottom five in terms of possession. Maybe that's not going to matter in this one. I don't think either one of these teams is going to, you know, dominate possession in this game. But I think if we get a little up and down, but we get the Luton Town fans, we get the Kenilworth Road effect here. at home against Nottingham Forest, where we'll get hopefully a bunch of Elfie Doughty and Ross Barkley corners in the first half. So maybe we can get four or five corners for Luton Town in the first half. So we got Luton Town minus half a corner. That just means more corners in the first half at minus 115. Chris has Luton Town over 1.5 goals at plus 125. I think I'm going to go with like a 3-2 result here.
Yeah, I can see that. Aside from this being, like one of four games on a slate, this is what we could consider a 6-pointer. Luton Town currently sitting on 21 points, Nottingham Forest at 24. We got nine? This is game week 29, so we've got just not many games. We're in single digits now. So this is a massive, massive game for both teams. If Forest drop points away, maybe not as big of a deal as Luton Town dropping points, but at home. But either way, if Luton can get 3 points or even with Forest, I don't know what the goal differential would be, but it would be, if they won by 2 goals, they'd be even. So keep that in mind. Really fun game here. Probably the one that the next one is also fun, but the one that I'm most interested in, just in terms of a relegation scrap.
Yeah, I think what you said, you're just reiterating how important, like, at least 1 point could have been for Luton Town when they're up 3 goals yesterday. Instead, they come away with 0. Now they're still 3 back in Nottingham Forest. Just a tough overall result. So we'll see what Edwards can do in motivating his team after letting that go, because, you know, 3-4 days later here, big spot. They can't really let down again. Another 90 minutes of letdown here. But next game we got also on Saturday. So there's 3 Saturday matches and then 1 on Sunday. Okay, this is the Premier League. I'm not sure what days the FA Cup matches are, but we got Fulham are home against Tottenham. So Fulham are plus 230 to win, and the odds have kind of gone towards Tottenham a little bit in the past week. Tottenham are plus 105 to win at Craven Cottage, plus 300 on the draw. Over 3.5 goals, so they're expecting goals as usual from a Tottenham match. Over 3.5 goals is plus 125. Under 3.5 goals is minus 155. Tottenham had a massive result at Aston Villa last week, 4-0. Fulham had some issues against Wolverhampton, and I guess they got a late goal in that one. Also, that late goal, I had under 2.5 goals in the Fulham match last week. It was 2-0. I think it was scoreless at halftime. Wolves got a couple goals, and then Fulham get a goal that doesn't mean anything. Ruins my 2.5 bet. But either way, Craven Cottage, another animal here. So do you believe in Tottenham here coming off the Aston Villa win, or do you think Fulham at Craven Cottage is going to be something else?
I mean, as you referenced coming into the show, I'm here with my tail between my legs following last week's bets. Last week I had Aston Villa at home. I think I had them double chance. With like an over. Over obviously hit, no problem, but unfortunately it was 4 goals for Tottenham. So I'm here with my tail between my legs on Tottenham. They've got, you know, they're going to be missing Richarlison, I think, and maybe a couple other guys, but otherwise mostly have their starting 11, and Heung-min Son is just like...
Van de Ven isn't going to play probably. So okay, Dragusin.
So we'll have to get him in. Yeah. But for the most part, Son is playing at a very high level right now. That had a goal last week. I think that was his second straight match with a goal. I think, you know, we're starting to see, like, there were some question marks on the big Ange tactics where they play the same pretty much every game despite their personnel. I mean, they're playing that, and you see the personnel that he's got now, and they're having no problems, you know, at least getting points here. That was a big, big result for them, especially in terms of the scrap for that last Champions League spot. But yeah, I initially was like, give me Tottenham money line. It's plus 105, good odds. But they are playing away to Fulham. Fulham have been, you know, they're just a top team this year. They're probably not going to inch in for any like Europa League or Europa Conference League at all. But they're a mid table side who can get points at home. So I just thought it would be tough for them to. I didn't feel as confident about Tottenham taking all 3 points there. So after that, I was like, you know, looked at the over, it's 3.5 plus 125, not great odds. And so that led me kind of to, I do like goals in this match, but I feel like more, it's like more of a 2-1 rather than like a 3-2 or something crazy like that. So I took Tottenham double chance. I do think that they will take a point here. I think that shouldn't be a problem at the very least. And then over 2.5, like I mentioned, 2-1 that's you, you know, you did the hard yards for me here. That's plus 100. And so that's where I'm at on this game. I wouldn't be surprised to see Tottenham win this, but I don't think I have the gumption to take it at this time.
We have a couple opposing bets. I guess this one technically isn't opposing, but I am on the Fulham side here.
Oppose me.
I spent a little too much time trying to figure out like what this high press will mean at Craven Cottage. Craven Cottage, one of, or if not the smallest, one of the smallest pitches in the Premier League. So what is that going to mean for Postecoglou and this Tottenham side? They like to have the high line. What is that going to mean? So I looked up some results. You could argue like a team like Liverpool, obviously don't play exactly the same, but they do have a high line. And I looked up some numbers. So Fulham they haven't lost, and I think it was their last three home matches against Liverpool. So that was kind of enticing on my part. Also, Fulham had been playing really solid since Alex Iwobi returned from AFCON. And that Wolverhampton match, honestly, they were the better team in that. Wolverhampton had one shot in the first half. Fulham just couldn't convert their opportunities is really what it came down to. Aiton Uri got a goal off of, I forgot exactly what happened. Maybe it was a deflection or something. He put the first one in. But it ended up being Fulham finished with 23 shots to 8 shots to Wolverhampton. So I'll throw that loss out the window. And I think that overall, like you look at since the Iwobi return, they have the 3-1 win against Bournemouth. Played Aston Villa tough, but they ended up losing that one 2-1. They beat they won at Manchester United 2-1, beat Brighton in their last home match 3-0. So I kind of look at that, and then I take into account Tottenham away from home, which is always a tricky thing as well. But I just think Fulham can get a point here. And so you had Tottenham double chance with over 2.5 goals. I'm going to take basically the same odds. I got Fulham double chance with over 1.5 goals. So if this is a draw, we can both win. If this is 2-2, we can both win our bets here.
I guess love that's
kind of what it has to be. I guess it kind of has to be 2-2 because you do need the 3 goals there for us to both win. But Fulham double chance. So both of ours are single game parlays. I have Fulham double chance over 1.5 goals. That's plus 105. Chris has a Tottenham double chance over 2.5 goals is plus 100. I think we're going to be looking at like a 1-1 or a 2-2 result. So you're just going to need that 2-2 to happen for your bet.
I think we're looking at 2-1, probably Tottenham, and that all slide away with one. One other bet I will say that is fun is the Heung-Min Son anytime 125 plus 125 goal scorer. He's looked really good, and you know he's got 2 goals since he's come back. I think he's got 2 goals in what 3 starts. Four appearances. I would have to double check, but he's been really solid for them lately.
Yeah, always in play. I think both those goals have been. They may have been both in stoppage time, but always in play. He's more likely to go the full 90 than some of the other guys in the attack, probably. So, what last game? Son stoppage time goal and third goal, and then the 88th minute in the prior game, the third goal also. So, you know, just getting the goals when the game is kind of already out of reach is what he's doing a little bit. And, you know, when you're on the pitch, when you're still pressing up goals, I guess that's kind of what happens when the other team is pushing. You get on counters, you get Sun on counters, which is not good for the opposing back lines.
No, decisive.
Next game we're talking about, we got a Sunday match. And this one's a little more difficult to talk about because both Aston Villa and West Ham play on Thursday. West Ham are down a goal to Freiburg. I think they're in Freiburg today, if I'm not mistaken. Let me pull that up really quickly. They're home, actually. Okay, they're home. So West Ham are home against Freiburg. They're down 1-0. Aston Villa are home against Ajax. That one's scoreless. So you got a Europa League, Europa Conference League. So both teams are playing Thursday. For Aston Villa, we have a few issues just in terms of their lineup. Also, West Ham, probably we'll see what happens with Emerson. We haven't really gotten a great update in terms of Emerson injury, but John McGinn was sent off in Aston Villa's game against Tottenham. So They already had Bubakar Kamara out. John McGinn was forced to be playing a more defensive central midfield role because Kamara was out. He's suspended. So we got Tim Iwobunam in the starting 11 here. He started at Ajax last week. So he's basically giving me the defensive midfielder here. So I think that's pretty relevant. We also probably won't have Jacob Ramsey back from his injury either. So a lot of injury issues for Aston Villa and suspension issues, which isn't helpful. But what do you think? West Ham are at home. Aston Villa won the prior meeting 4-1 earlier in the season. But West Ham are plus 180 to win. Aston Villa plus 140 to win. The draw is plus 270. Over 3.5 goals, plus 140. Under 3.5. I'll go under 2.5 as plus 145. What do you got?
I was really wondering how to say Robunam's name, so I'm glad you took that over. Did he start? I guess he's been playing. He's had a couple appearances in their midfield, but they're just – Aston Villa are just hit by injuries, which is unfortunate because, they're missing probably, three starting midfielders. I don't know that Ramsey might start, might not. But McGinn and Kamara are two of their pretty nailed on starters. I don't have a sense of Aston Villa are, this is like Unai Emery time. Like he's looked so good and now they're just starting to drop points and lose, that nothing bigger than that Tottenham Aston Villa game last weekend where they got kind of played off. I mean, they had a chance to probably stay in the match at 2-0 when McGinn like put an insane tackle in and got immediately sent off. But after that, it was curtains. But yeah, that being said, I don't have it's tough because both of these teams are playing later today. It's a Thursday. Say Jared Bowen picks up a knock and all of a sudden he's not in the starting 11. You start to feel a little bit more confident about an Aston Villa, at least like draw. But that all said, I'm trying to avoid taking any sort of like money line bet or taking a team. I'm just going to go for the fact that I don't think this game will be that fun to watch. I think it'll be low in attack. We know how West Ham plays. Aston Villa they had a pretty defensive setup against Tottenham last weekend too. I don't see a ton of attack coming here. I'm going to go for the West Ham Aston Villa under 10.5 corners. It's minus 125. I was hitting up the cheat sheet, the RotoWire cheat sheet, and you can kind of toggle between how many corners are conceded between teams. Not a lot. These teams, of the teams on this slate, they don't give up a lot of corners. So I'm thinking both the defensive setup from both teams and, they're not giving up a ton of corners. Take the under here. Under, 10.5? I'm a little weary, but I that's where I'm at for this one.
Yeah, so it's just a tough one to take without seeing what happens in Thursday's games and who goes 90s, that kind of thing, what the rotation looks like. You got to think that they're both going to be playing, their studs as far as possible because they're both needing goals here. So that part is difficult. I did consider the under 2.5, but we just have these, it's just a difficult spot here just in terms of these teams allowing goals, these teams struggling to a certain extent. So instead of the under 2.5, I'm actually going opposite of what Chris has. So he is under 10.5 corners, minus 120. I have over 10.5 corners, minus 120. So the viewer, the listener has to decide which side they want. And obviously wow. I am the corner whisperer. So you're probably going to back me here, but there hasn't been, I look through West Ham's matches. There hasn't been a ton of corners in their games, but I just think you take away McGinn from the midfield. You already have Kamara out. You almost have two teams that want to play off the counter. So what happens when you have two teams that don't want the ball? They just want to attack off the counter. They want to get turnovers. They want to go on the counter kind of thing. And maybe you have a little more excitement than what Chris is leading on. Maybe it is a little more up and down just because you have teams that kind of want to play a little deeper, but at some point both teams can't play deep. So maybe they're both kind of out of their comfort zone for how they want to play and you get back and forth counters back and forth a little bit. So over 10.5 corners, minus 110. I also think when a team is just like losing players in the midfield role where, if you don't have, we've seen for whoever team it is, like if you don't have your usual guys in the midfield, your stud defensive midfielders, like you're just at a massive disadvantage almost in no matter who you play kind of thing. I mean, West Ham's been starting. They started Calvin Phillips last week. He only made it 45. They're down 2-0 against Burnley in the first half. Calvin Phillips just not ready really to play. So I think we're just going to have issues here for Aston Villa's midfield. Maybe that's going to open up for – I'd maybe lean on West Ham corners, maybe like a race to five corners. I think that's close to even odds, plus 120 or something like that. That's kind of what I'm leaning at. It is. It's just a tough game to look at because we got these injuries, because we got these games coming up. But that's my argument for over 10.5 corners.
It will be fun. There's, you know, one of us is going to win, one of us is going to lose. I hope you lose, and I hope that I win.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. I definitely don't want you to win here.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We got the team parlay up next. FA Cup team parlay, that is. We didn't get it last week. Chris had you had Arsenal over 2.5 goals. They only got 2 goals against Brentford, unfortunately. So that one did not hit. I had under 2.5 goals between Everton and Manchester United. That one was 2-0 from 2 PKs for Manchester United. But we got FA Cup here. So what do you got?
What do I have? I got to get a old Homer bet this week. There's 4 games, though. So you have a lot of opportunities to hit the FA Cup bets here. I'm interested to see what you go with. Wolves are a minus 155 money line at home against Coventry. That one's certainly interesting, but the odds are obviously, you know, minus 155. You got Man City, who's heavily favored at home. Chelsea, somehow they are pretty big favorites at home too against Leicester. But, you know, arguably the best game here in the FA Cup is Liverpool visiting Man United. Man United have, I guess, what they held. They held them to a 0-0 draw at Liverpool earlier in the season. They play in a couple weeks back at Old Trafford. So this will be their second of 3 meetings this season. We saw Man United, I don't know how to describe them this season. It's a little bit herky-jerky. We saw what was, you know, there's been some really good games this season, but that 1-1 between City and Liverpool on Sunday was, you know, from a viewer's perspective, arguably the best game of the season. A lot of back and forth. Liverpool getting a couple guys back too, it sounds like. I think I saw Gravenberch was back in training this week. Still no Trent. Salah was able to come off the bench again. So I wouldn't be surprised to see – they do play today in the Europa League. I would be surprised if Mo starts that one, but maybe he comes out. Maybe he's – I don't know what's going to go on with that. But wouldn't be surprised to see Salah back in the starting 11 here this week, which is a big boost. It's just not the same, you know, when – I mean, Diaz and Nunez have been fine. Harvey Elliott can play. He can play in the midfield. He can play on the right. But I like Liverpool to go into Old Trafford and advance. Just you got a minus 120 money line, bit of a homer bet here. But like, you know, when you look at these two teams on paper, you just expect them to go in there and win. There's two teams kind of like going. They're likely both going to lose their managers at the end of the season. I don't know if Erik ten Hag will make it till next year. Klopp already leaving. Kind of two clubs going in what feels like different directions, maybe, or semi-different directions. I like a minus 120 here. It's not often you're getting those kind of odds for Liverpool away from home.
Yeah, I'm going to take this one. I'm not going to back Manchester United in this spot. I'll take Liverpool minus 120. Maybe I'll wait until lineups come out, see what they look like. We saw against, the Manchester Derby where Manchester United, I guess last couple matches where Scott McTominay has been in the starting 11 instead of using, because I guess we'll see, maybe we'll see what the lineup looks like, because Hoyland is not, could be back for them.
Oh, really?
Hoyland, nice. I think he's been in training possibly. We'll see. I guess he's not ready to start, but if they have the Kobe Mino, the Casemiro and the McTominay in there, where like they don't have another one of those attacking wingers in there, I think we just go. I'm going to be going over corners here. Liverpool, yeah, over six, sure, and a half corners is plus 100. You can get, I don't know if the race to corners is worth it. You can get minus in the first half, minus 115. Like, I'm going to be taking those bets.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to be banging these corner bets. You look back at their matchup earlier in the year. I think, let's see, that was back on December 17th. It was 12, Liverpool had 12 corners. Manchester United had zero corners.
Yeah, that was when Bruno Fernandes was suspended, and they just came out to play for the scoreless draw. And they basically did that against Manchester City. So I'm kind of thinking they just do that again, because they know that they're not going to be able to get in a back and forth. They don't have the goal scoring to keep up. Or at least they haven't shown the consistency in terms of goal scoring this season to keep up with a team like Liverpool. I mean, we're just looking at the table here on the screen. Manchester United, 39 goals scored, 39 goals allowed. 39 goals scored is just not very much. Six from the bottom here. This is actually kind of surprising. I thought, I know that they were struggling this season, but they're six in the table. I thought they scored goals, but 39 goals is this as many goals as Brentford has scored this season. Brentford 15th in the table. So just another reason, I guess, from what Chris said to Ten Hag may not last, but I'm going with a different bet. So I got Manchester City. They're home against Newcastle. Newcastle battling some injuries, had a couple more injuries. When was that? I don't even know. Over the weekend, I guess. Harvey Barnes, Anthony Gordon's dealing with a knee injury. So I got a couple more injuries, but going back to corners here, Manchester City, they're gonna dominate possession. This is a good spot for them. I think they didn't have the midweek Champions League to worry about. Newcastle battling injuries and already kind of playing a little bit more defensive away from home. So I'm just going Manchester City minus two corners in the first half against Newcastle, minus 120. You parlay that together with Liverpool money line at minus 120. We got plus 236 odds. We could do a single game parlay with something Liverpool corners and money line, but I'll stick with this Manchester City minus two corners in the first half, because I think that Newcastle are just going to kind of form a box, sit back a little bit and try and work it off the counter kind of thing and get it to Isak. And similar to, I think they did that recently. I can't remember who, but so that's just going to be Manchester City corners. So we'll go with that route.
I like it. I love it. Yeah. I do think some corner spots here for the favorites is an interesting play across most of these matches. Any thoughts on, you think Wolves advance or Chelsea? I mean, there's two other games here that are going to be fun. At least the Chelsea Leicester game is a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, Chelsea have been playing well to an extent. It was against Chelsea. I had the Newcastle double chance against them. Leicester haven't actually been playing that well themselves in league play. Pretty much since Chelsea got back Casadei, the midfielder who was playing, who was a regular starter in Leicester City's midfield. He was on loan from Chelsea, and then Chelsea, because I think they had some injury issues. I can't remember. This was back in January. Yeah, Casadei. I guess maybe he wasn't starting every match, but he's seen a bit of time in the midfield. I don't know. They just haven't been playing as well, so I probably wouldn't look to Leicester. They're not really playing their best. Not that I look at Chelsea minus 250, but probably to advance. Wolves against Coventry. I wouldn't hate Coventry. Wolves are dealing with a bunch of injuries. Pedro Neto, another injury. I'd have to look more into see what Coventry's doing themselves, but plus 400 to win isn't the craziest thing. So if there was an upset, that's probably where I'd look.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, will be a fun week. I mean, got about 4 FA Cups, 4 EPL games, coming off a big week in the Champions League, little Europa League. We have a lot going on here.
A lot going on. If you want some college basketball bets, I don't know, follow my Twitter account or something. I'll be posting. I'll be posting some random things here and there. I already got an early Thursday parlay in action as we speak. A game started like an hour ago already. We're talking Thursday morning, but that's all we got for game week 29 and for the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. That's what we got before the international break. So shouts to the international break. Good to have a nice little break. Well, hopefully we'll go into the break 8-0, but that's game week 29. Chris, you can find him at CHROWEN8 on Twitter. I am at Roto Zadroik. Also follow Roto Wire Soccer. Please like and subscribe to this video, or if you're listening in podcast form, check out rotowire.com/soccer. We got FBL rankings, we got Fantrax rankings, and MLS continues over the international break, and we still will have MLS coverage. We got, I guess it's not up yet, but we got an MLS So Rare article coming up in the next couple hours on Thursday. But Chris, thanks for joining me. We'll see everyone probably in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Adam.